Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 4th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Adobe released Photoshop for iPad, unveiling the app at its annual Max Design Conference. While not feature-complete compared to the desktop version, the app supports the Cloud PSD format to allow for syncing edits from iOS to desktop versions. According to Photoshop product manager Pam Clark, the 1.0 release focused on the most common workflows and use cases and plans to update the app more aggressively compared to desktop versions to add features over time. The app is available as part of Adobe's Creative Cloud subscription. Adobe also announced that it plans to release Illustrator for iPad by the end of 2020. Microsoft plans to release its Chromium-based Edge browser on January 15th. The browser will come with a refreshed logo and be available for Windows 10, Windows 7, Windows 8, and macOS. Microsoft published a release candidate of the browser for download, which includes tracking protection, Microsoft Search that combines company intranet info with Bing results, as well as sync support for passwords, history, favorites, and settings across Windows, macOS, iOS, and Android. Microsoft also unveiled a new Office app for iOS and Android, which now combines Word, Excel, and PowerPoint into a single download. The app also includes an action screen, which includes shortcuts for transferring files from a desktop, converting images into text or tables, as well as a document and QR code scanner. The Office logo is also updated to the Fluent design language Microsoft refreshed the Office apps with over the past year. The new Office mobile app is available in public preview now for phones only, no tablet support on either platform. Sources tell CNBC that NBC Universal's Peacock streaming TV service may be free for all users with ads. Comcast has said it would like to make the service available for free to its cable TV and internet subscribers, but has not weighed in on non-Comcast customers. NBC is considering making the ad-supported version free for everyone and charging for an ad-free version. There may also be other tiers of service to pay for with premium content. Peacock will air between 3 and 5 minutes of advertising per hour. Apple TV launched Friday for $4.99 a month, though you'll get it free if you bought a phone, tablet, Mac, or Apple TV since September 10th. Launch titles are The Morning Show, C, For All Mankind, Dickinson, Snoopy in Space, Ghost Rider, and Helpsters, as well as a documentary feature, The Elephant Queen, and the talk show, Oprah's Book Club. Dickinson has the whole season available right now, For All Mankind has 3 episodes, and other series vary with their release schedules. The shows are available to download for offline viewing. Russia's sovereign internet law went into effect Friday. The law requires all ISPs to route traffic through state-controlled infrastructure and sets up a framework for national system of domain names. The Kremlin has said the sovereign internet law was designed as a security measure to allow Russia to operate internal networks without access to the World Wide Web in the event of an emergency or cyber attack. The Financial Times reports that China is rolling out emotion recognition systems that use facial expression scanning as a means of crime prevention. The tech is rolling out to the region of Xinjiang, as well as subway stations and airports to identify criminal suspects. Axios reports that some experts are skeptical at the technology's effectiveness, pointing to a 2019 study that found it was not possible to assign an emotional state based on facial expression alone, regardless of context, person, and culture. Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky tweeted that the company is banning house parties by taking steps to combat unauthorized parties and get rid of abusive host and guest conduct. This includes a dedicated house party rapid response team and expanded screenings of high-risk reservation. The move comes after a Halloween shooting at a rented Airbnb property killed 5 people. The research firms Canalys and Strategy Analytics both report that global smartphone shipments increased in Q3, with estimates of a 1 or 2% increase, respectively. This represents the first quarterly increase in 2 years. Samsung and Huawei took the top 2 spots, growing shipments 8% and 29%, respectively, according to Strategy Analytics. Apple, Xiaomi, and Oppo rounded out the top 5, but saw declining shipments on the year. And finally, a new initiative by the Internet Archive seeks to make it easier for Wikipedia readers to look up citations on the site. The organization is working to provide a 2-page preview of a work when clicking on a book title in a citation, as long as it provides a page number. Users will also be able to check out that book for up to 2 weeks, although this is limited to 1 user at a time. Roughly 130,000 citations across languages have been linked to 50,000 books as part of the project. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.